My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back to Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're live in their downtown D.C. studios. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, you can visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team today. Hopefully, we're joined shortly by Jonathan Allen from the Washington Commanders. I believe he's joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
Good. How about yourself? Appreciate you guys having me again.
Doing good, well. Man. Jonathan Allen is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
So, Jonathan, congratulations, first of all. That had to be I don't know how you felt in the locker room. I mean, anytime you beat a division opponent, you got to be excited. I saw Peters and Quinn, everybody pumped up.
I thought you were doing personal congratulations first.
Okay, we could do that. Congratulations.
The guy looks like he did a big photo shoot and everything for his announcement.
Congratulations on that. Thanks. First child, right?
Yeah, we're having the first one, so we're super excited.
Congrats, the photo shoot. Let me ask you about the photo shoot bit. I have a wife who likes to do those kind of photo shoots. Were you on board with that photo shoot announcement? Because that was clearly a professional photographer. Right?
I know he didn't coordinate it.
Right.
There's no chance that happened.
So I'm kind of known around the city as the grump when it comes to like media day because I just do not like taking photos. Uh-huh. But you know, when your wife wants to take maternity photos, you really don't really have a choice.
Yeah.
And surprisingly enough, I actually did coordinate it.
Oh,
this
did. Is shocking news.
Ooh, cakes.
Nice.
Always bet against cakes.
Wow, that is shocking. Okay, did you at least negotiate with the photographer about the rate, or did you just like accept whatever the rate was? How'd that go down?
So the photographer was Emily Fails, our team photographer. So I just asked her at the facility one day.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it should be done.
She took care of it. Jonathan, what's the due date?
She will be here anywhere between 4 and 6 weeks. Due date is October 29th, but you know I think she'll be here a little early.
This is a very important and controversial question. Have you picked the name yet? Because
Say it.
No, of course he's not going to say it. But I mean, people go back and forth about it. You never want to tell anybody what it is beforehand because then everybody's going to just say they don't like the name or that.
Well, they'll
name.
Always say, "Oh, that's a nice one." But what about this?
Right.
You know, everyone
right.
has their suggestion.
Has the name been picked yet?
So we've had a name picked out for a while,
okay.
But we're not telling anybody.
Right.
For the reason that you already stated, people, you know, they like to give their 2 cents. And I don't think it's malice behind it, but, you know.
Yeah, right.
As first-time parents, we just don't want to – we like our name, and, you know, that's the one we're going to stick by.
Very good.
The one thing
Will
nobody...
you actually put together the crib? Will you actually assemble the nursery, or do you farm that all out?
Oh, Nick Turner's going to do that.
That's true.
I'll be honest, I did about 50%. A lot of the furniture that we bought – when they came, they assembled it for us. So the crib was the one thing I did not have to assemble there. So that was awesome.
Thank God.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. Well, listen, let's get back to the game there. I want to just focus on that for a little bit. What were you feeling in the locker room? Because, you know, it's amazing to win, but in the back of your mind, you got to be thinking, man, we got to punch this in. We got to score some touchdowns. And, you know, we're getting kind of gutted up the middle here on the run. What were your emotions like after the game?
You know, it's always good to have to learn a lesson after a win instead of after a loss. So the fact that we won a divisional game, that's going to be huge later in the season. So from that aspect, we're happy. A lot of things that, you know, we need to clean up, we don't feel like our game-breaking cleanups. It's just a little tweak here and there. Defensively, obviously, we just got to fit better in our gaps. I mean, too many times, one guy will jump out of a gap, and we're playing good defense, but then we'll just give a one play here, one play there, and it's just not consistent. And obviously, offensively, you got to put the ball in the end zone. You know, you get in the red zone 7 times, that's phenomenal. So we were able to move the ball, just little things here and there hold us back. So, you know, luckily we were able to, you know, still get out and get the win and didn't have to learn a very tough lesson, you know, this last game.
Defensively, Daniel Jones has been a problem for you guys. There wasn't consistent pressure in this game. I think he was hit just 4 times. Somebody tweeted this, and I don't know the answer. And they were like, well, if the strength of the defensive line is the interior with Jonathan Allen and Jerron Payne, would they ever consider moving Jonathan Allen to the outside for a couple of downs? Is that something that you've done in the past, would be willing to do, like, or why is it not done?
I'll be willing to do it. I mean, I actually did it a couple times this game. And, you know, when you look at the Giants game, I don't know, do you guys have the all 22? Are you guys able to see, like, the review copy, or do you only watch the TV copy?
Yeah, we're too cheap. Yeah. We just watch the game.
Yeah, we're too
copy.
Lazy. Yeah. Right?
So, I mean, when you look at the Giants game plan, they came out and it was heavy max pro. I mean, and on some players, sure, they only released 2 receivers. And in that situation, you're looking at 3 doubles across the board. And obviously that wasn't all game. But, you know, they made it a point of emphasis. They're going to max pro. They're going to get the ball out super quick. They're going to try to do whatever they can to make sure they don't put them in a position to really be effective. And I think they did a good job doing that. Obviously, I'm always going to say we can be better and we're going to be better. But, I mean, that's just the chess match that's within the game, you know. They did a good job. They came out max pro, running the ball, make sure to try to keep the game from having to be in his hands at all times. You know, that was the game plan they chose. Yeah.
Well, can you explain what your guys' defensive game plan? Because I'm glad you mentioned the all-22, et cetera, because I was looking at the PFF grades just before you came on. And I'll be honest, when I watched the game, I go, oh, I remember John had an early play, and then I don't remember John's name being called. Or, you know, I'm not sophisticated enough to see all the doubles and all that. And then I look at PFF, and they got drawn 2, you 4 overall for the team defensively. Like, you guys ranked very high defensively, at least in terms of PFF's grades. And they felt like you did an excellent job, did your job. I don't know. Can you say, like, are you guys doing what you're supposed to be doing and the linebackers got to come in there and fill the gaps? Are you supposed to make the tackle? Like, explain to us how it's supposed to work.
Well, I mean, the thing that's tough is, well, first and foremost, I'm always going to say I got to do better. You know what
right.
I mean? But as a defensive tackle, there's going to be some games where I got the pill, and the pill gets passed around the defense. Last week, I think Benjamin St. Juice had the pill when his matchup with Mike Evans. We all know how great Mike Evans could be, and he had the pill. This week, I think some of the pill was on us and playing double teams, and that's okay. You know what I mean? Every game is not going to be a game where it might not be a big number, but, you know, my job is to go out there and make sure these double teams aren't getting me knocked back and try to make opportunities for other people. And, you know, that just is what it is. Obviously, there's some plays I wish I could have back and I wish I could have made. But, you know, all in all, every game someone's going to have to fill. And it was a little bit on, you know, the D-line this game. And it is what it is. We'll gladly take that pressure.
Jonathan, this is just a strange game because not only did the 7 field goals win it for you, but the opening kick where Austin takes it to the house, it's called back because of the penalty. But Graham Gano hurts his hamstring. Right, which dictated for the rest of the game how the Giants, you know, with their decision making in the red zone and in scoring chances. So, I mean, you had the 7 field goals on your end, and then their kicker on the other end is out for the entire game. and then they have to go for that fourth down instead of kick a field goal, and Neighbors drops it. I mean, this was just – you guys got some huge breaks there, but it was just a strange game.
Were you aware of that, Jonathan? Like constantly thinking, like, typically you're in the mode that, okay, it's third and long. You know, I know everyone goes for stuff now, but we're probably going to force a punt here, or they're going to kick a field goal. Was it always present in your mind that it was in the second half and throughout that game, it was basically four down territory in a lot of ways for them?
Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely was present. It was a little weird. There was a couple of times where on fourth down, I'm running off the field, and I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. They might go for it. They got to, you know what I mean? So that definitely happened to me a couple of times where I kind of forgot that they were in that situation. I had to wait, hold on, let me go back out there. But, you know, I just think it's good for us to be able to be in a weird game like that and come out on the other end this time. I feel like too many times in the past, we'd be in a weird game and we'd fall just short. So, you know. I know people aren't going to make a big deal out of it because the Giants, quote unquote, but at the end of the day, whenever you win a divisional game in the second game of the season, that's huge. I mean, every game counts, and a divisional game counts for a game and a half. So, you know, we're excited. Obviously, a lot of things that we want to clean up. We're nowhere near playing where we want to, but at the end of the day, it's better to learn these lessons after a win as opposed to after a loss.
Joined by Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen from your Commanders. We were talking about this off air, and I want to play a game with you. You guys have had five kickers in the last year. How many can Jonathan Allen name?
Please don't make me play that game.
Yeah. Put you on the spot, Jonathan.
Well, your current kicker is who?
Don't make me play that game.
Oh, you don't even know Austin?
It doesn't matter.
He got the game.
He doesn't care.
He's got a silly
it's
leg.
Just some nerd kicking balls.
He kicked seven field goals.
He don't care about that guy. Some ex-soccer player.
Did you talk to Austin, that guy? Did you talk to that guy after the game and give him props?
Well, of course I did. Gave him a congratulations, and I thought it was really cool for him to have a moment that he's going to be able to talk to his kids about one day.
Right.
Anytime he kicks seven field goals, that's absolutely huge. You know, obviously we would like to punch those in the end zone, but you know what? It is what it is.
Can you name one kicker you've ever worked with?
Well, of course, Justin Hopkins.
All right. Yeah.
He knows the punter. He's got to know the punter. He's been here for
He definitely knows Tress. Everybody knows Tress.
All right, it's time now for the Pizza Bowlies question of the week. Pizza Bowlies offering wings, subs, and more. Pizza Bowlies delivers more taste. Download the Pizza Bowlies app for easy ordering. Will it be easier to sack Joe Burrow this week on Monday Night Football because he's not shifty like Baker or Daniel Jones? That's from Mike from Alexandria.
You know, the thing that's tough about that is it doesn't always come down to the shiftiness. It comes down to multiple things. It comes down to their game plan. Are they getting the ball out quick? Are they max proing? Then on top of that, you got to look at a quarterback's footwork. I've seen Tom Brady have some phenomenal footwork in the pocket and make a lot of guys miss. So it's not just about your athleticism. It's about your footwork and be able to make sudden movements in the right time and having a good feel for pocket presence. So, I mean, Joe Burrow is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL for a reason. So it's always going to be a challenge to get to the quarterback because you hope they call the right play. You got to beat your man. DB's on the back end, got to cover. He can't be able to go to his first read. Then you get to the quarterback, you can't hit him too high, you can't hit him too low. You can't put all your pressure on him, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of things that go into it, but we'll be ready.
Hey, I got to ask you about Jamin being scratched, healthy inactive or whatever, healthy scratch. Were you guys surprised by that? Do you expect to see Jamin this week? Was that just kind of like a weird numbers game because of maybe some guys they called up from the practice squad? Because I still haven't heard an official report on why that happened.
You know, one thing I know about the NFL is you can't get caught up in the numbers game. And the thing that sucks is sometimes things happen that aren't in your favor, not because of your play, but because of needs elsewhere on the team. So, I mean, I don't know if I don't know. I really don't know. I didn't find out he wasn't playing until the day of the game.
Right.
But, you know, that's the thing about being a pro. You got to be ready whenever it happens. So, you know.
So how are you feeling about the game on Monday night against Cincinnati? Because, you know, they got a legit receiver. I mean, you kind of already talked about it. They got a great quarterback. They had the Chiefs beat. I thought their defensive coordinator made a bad call by just rushing three guys against Mahomes. I think they should have rushed more guys, but they got the pass interference, last-second field goal. How are you feeling about this game on a Monday night out in Cincinnati?
I'm excited. I'm ready to play. You know, we all know it's a week-to-week league, so we're ready to get this preparation, you know, started and looking forward to continuing this momentum into next week.
Does it change your – I mean, you're a pro, so you're going to go as hard as you can always every week. But in the back of your mind, does it affect you when you hear that, like, everyone's picking the Bengals? How does that impact your brain?
To be honest, I couldn't care less. I stopped caring what the media had to say about this team and about me so long ago. So, I mean, as Coach Saban says, it's all rat poison anyway.
Rat poison.
Hey, don't matter to me.
You're a couple games in. It's maybe tough for us to tell as fans, but what is the difference in philosophy defensively from Joe Witt's defense as compared to the defenses the last couple of years? Like, what should we be looking for that's different?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I would say we're more aggressive, we're more attacking. And I think the thing about our defense that I love is we preach flying around and physicality. So the way our linebackers just fly around and hit people is so fun to watch and honestly so fun to be a part of.
Well, you definitely saw that with Luvu. I mean, he was flying around.
He was shot out of a cannon this past weekend.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Hope to see more of that. Jonathan, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it. Best of luck in Cincinnati. And congrats again on the new arrival coming in a few months. It's awesome.
Sweet. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Talk to you again next week. That's Jonathan Allen from the Commanders, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com. You'll get more information there. Will Dawkins will join us. He's the GM of the Wizards. He'll be on the show at 9:40. When we come back, Eric Bickle will entertain us with the EP. We'll do that next here on The Junks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.